everybody. I'm Granny Novak. Cut your hands, cause Granny is here. Everybody, it's Granny time. Hello, my lovelies. It's me, Granny Novak. Now I'm coming to you from my bungalow, and I'm sat here at my kitchen table with Engelbert. Say hello, Engelbert. For the next hour, you're going to be listening to the Granny Norbag Show. Now, before we start, I thought it'd be a good idea to have a little bit of an introduction all about me, because I know not everybody knows who I am. So I'm going to hand over to my stylist and friend, Monsieur Alfonso, who will give you the roundup on me, Granny Norbag.
Granny Norbag.
Hello, I am Monsieur Alfonso, and here are my top facts about Granny Norbag.
Number one.
Granny Norbag is the star of a series of books where she goes on amazing adventures. So far, she has faced the naughty pirates. She has tackled an 8-foot cave troll. She has competed in the intergalactic games and gone undercover into a villain's volcano lair.
Number two.
Granny Norbag loves to drink tea and bake cakes. She's an expert on all things Emmerdale and can knit and play bingo at an Olympic standard.
Number three.
Granny Norbag can transform into a superhero using her magic false teeth. When she transforms, she is faster than the Flash, stronger than the Hulk, and has hair crazier than Donald Trump's.
Number four.
Everything that Granny Norbag ever needs will be found inside her disco bag. The magic handbag contains everything from a packet of biscuits to a space rocket. Only Granny Norbag is strong enough to pick up the disco bag.
Number five.
Granny Norbag does not go anywhere without her best friend in the whole world, Engelbert the Parrot. Engelbert is named after her favorite pop star in the whole world, Engelbert Humperdinck. In fact, Granny loves him so much that she wrote this song about him.
He's my Engelbert, he's my special bird, and I travel with him through all space and time. As funny as a clown, turns my frown upside down, for whenever he is near, I know everything is fine. Oh, Engelbert, fly high, your colors light the skyline, true beauty in my eyes, my little feather sunshine, sat upon my chair.
Looking forward to on this show is hearing from you. Yes, you can take part in this brand new radio show too, and it's really, really simple. All you have to do is send in your song requests, your special messages, your dedications. You can even send me some funny jokes. anything that you've been doing in the week? Because I know from looking at Twitter, you have been doing some amazing things. You can send them all to me at my email address, which is grannynorbag@yahoo.com. That's grannynorbag@yahoo.com. You can also contact me via Twitter. That's @grannynorbag. You can also contact me on Instagram, which is again @grannynorbag. And you can contact me on Facebook, which is slightly different, @grannynorbagbooks. But I'm going to kick off with a request that I've been sent by a lovely young lad called Thomas. And I know Thomas has been doing some fabulous things this week. I've seen him with his metal detector. I hope he's found some gold. Well, Thomas has sent me a message and he's actually said he's missing all of his teachers and friends at Red Scope School. And he's asked me to play Gary Barlow's song Sing because it's very special to the school as they play it in their assemblies. So here for you, Thomas, and all the wonderful children, teachers and support staff at Red Scope School. Here is that song just for you all. It's Sing by Gary Barlow.
Noise.
I'm going to be getting lots of guests on my show, but because I'm stuck in my bungalow on lockdown, I won't be in the studio with my guests. They'll be ringing me. So whenever you hear this noise, you'll know that I'm getting a phone call. And I'm also going to be helped at home by my wonderful best friend in the whole world, Engelbert. Say hello, Engelbert. And Bales the robot. Now, Bales is a friend of mine that I met when I competed in the Intergalactic Games. And he's given me a little device that I can talk to, and it will answer any question. So I'm going to test it now by adding to my shopping list. Now, Engelbert has programmed this so that it will work perfectly. So, let me just see. Bales the robot, do you hear me?
Hello, Granny Norbag. This is Bales the robot.
Oh, fancy. Now, am I right, Bales, that if I ask you questions, you will point me in the right direction to get the answers?
Yes, I will give you all of the information, Granny Norbag.
Oh, this is good. I'm going to have lots of fun with this. I'll tell you what I do need. I know Engelbert's programmed this so that when I get my shopping delivered, I can add to my shopping list by speaking to Bales the robot. So let me see. Bales the robot, can you add tea bags to my shopping list?
Adding birdseed to your shopping list.
Engelbert, have you messed with this? Let me try again. Bales the robot, can you add custard creams to my shopping list?
Adding birdseed to your shopping list.
Engelbert, I think you've been playing with this. Bales the robot, can you add sugar to my shopping list?
Adding birdseed to your shopping list.
Oh, I've got myself all in a tiz. I think you've been messing with this, Engelbert, haven't you? Don't you say that you haven't. Oh, Bayek, boys and girls, I've got myself into a right tiz with this not working. I'm going to have to go and get my screwdriver and see if I can fix it. While I'm fixing it, I'm going to leave you with a song. This one is all about a dancing monkey, and it's by a band called Tones and I. They don't half have some silly names these days. I'll see you after this record.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. You know you stopped me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh, I see you, see you, see you every time. And oh my, I like your style. Ooh, you make me wanna try. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. So I say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me, oh, oh. Anybody do the things you do before? They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, hey, hey. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. I said, oh my God, I see you walking by. Take my hands, my dear, and look me in my eyes. Just like a monkey, I've been dancing my whole life.
Done.
good one. It had me dancing. I can see why that one did well on the hit parade. Now, I'm just about to do one of my crosswords, and I thought you might be able to help me with one of my puzzles. Oh, bye, there's somebody on the phone. We'll have to come back to that puzzle a little bit later on. I wonder who this could be. Oh, it's Mrs. Snooty Pants. She's a very posh lady, and I clean for her every Thursday. Well, I did, until we were told we had to stay inside. Hello, Mrs. Snooty Pants. How are you?
I am not happy at all, Granny Norbag. Nobody thinks about us posh people in all this isolation, do they, hey? We can't get our servants, cleaners in to do our housework.
Oh, you poor thing.
There are cobwebs in every single one of my 12 ensuite bedrooms. My silverware needs a very good polish, and just look at my poor fingers. They're worn out because I'm having to press the buttons on my TV remote control all by myself.
Well, we all have to stay inside until it's safe. Are you getting your shopping delivered like I set up for you?
Do not get me started on these delivery drivers. They drop your shopping at the door and then they refuse to come in and cook you a three-course meal. It's absolutely terrible.
Oh, I think they're doing a marvellous job. Now, Mrs. Snooty Pants, you can do all your own cleaning, remember? You know, last year, the feather duster.
Oh, ghastly. Oh, please don't remind me.
Oh, let's look back in time. Let's say the magic words, boys and girls, to take us back to that day. I wish upon these magic dentures for a truly amazing adventure. Come on, everybody at home, say it with me. I wish upon these magic dentures for a truly amazing adventure.
Last July in Snooty Pants Manor.
Granny Norbag, what are you doing sitting there reading a magazine? You've not even swept the chimneys yet.
I'm sure there's a law against sending pensioners up chimneys.
I'm not sure about that. Anyway, what are you reading?
Oh, it's me Cleaner's Weekly magazine. It says that you can hypnotise somebody using a feather duster.
What absolute nonsense.
Oh, I'll try it on Engelbert.
What? Tut, 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 Granny Norbag. What a waste of time.
Look into the feather duster. The rainbow colours. You are now hypnotised. Oh, you're right, Mrs. Snooty Pants. It's not worked.
I am under your spell.
Oh, Mrs. Snooty Pants. I think she's been hypnotised, Engelbert.
I will do as you say, Granny Norbag.
Oh, this could be fun. Right, scrub the toilets, mow the lawns and clean the chimney. But first, bring me a nice cup of tea and some biscuits. Quick, quick!
I will do as you say. I am your servant.
Oh, it was a good day that. Several hours later, you'd cleaned everything. The house was spotless, remember, and I'd had a lovely cuppa.
It took me absolutely ages to get that soot out of my hair. And some of it had gone up my nose. I had black bogies for weeks. It was absolutely dreadful, my poor, poor nerves.
Oh, well, now to cheer you up, Mrs. Snooty Pants, I've made you a lovely cake.
A cake, you say? For me? Oh, lovely.
Yes, and I've sent Engelbert with it now. He should be with you any time soon.
Look, I can see him. He's flying towards me. Over here, Engelbert. Oh, he's almost here.
He's a super delivery parrot.
He's above me now. Oh, what a simply divine cake. Gooey chocolate cake with white creamy icing and squeezy creamy filling and chocolate sprinkles. It looks so deliciously squidgy and gooey.
Drop it, Engelbert. Drop it.
He's dropped it on my head. Oh, Engelbert.
Oh, right. I better go now, Mrs. Snooty Pants. Hope you enjoy the cake. Toodle-pip. Got another song request. This time it's from a lovely lady called Karen in Surrey. She's requesting a song for her grandson Theo, who's had a little bit of an accident and he's got a very, very sore leg. Now, Theo is a huge fan of Toy Story and Karen has requested this song just for him. It's by an artist called Randy Newman and it's called You've Got a Friend in Me. Here it is, just for you, Theo.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Oh, I don't feel bad about Mrs. Snooty Pants. All the fine lady clothes and the lovely hair, covered in cake. Oh, Engelbert, you are a naughty bird sometimes.
Ah.
Well, I'm going to go and make myself another cup of tea. I've not had a chance to finish that last one. Oh, Bayek, who could this be? I'll never get this cup of tea at this rate.
So we meet again, Granny Narbag. It is I, the Dastardly, Dr. Tuneless.
We can do without your mischief today, you villain.
My henchmen and I have stolen a famous band from the world. If you do not guess the name of the band, I will keep them forever.
You can't do that, you rotter. I'm getting fed up of you trying to steal the world's pop stars.
I've got this band in my volcano. Doing something no human should ever have to do.
You've not got them watching Hollyoaks round the clock, have you?
No, no, no. It's far worse than that. I've got them down in my socks.
You rotter. Well, you better give me the first clue then.
Here is my first fiddle. You do not have these in your bungalow. They can take you up high and they can take you down low.
Oh, they can take you high and they can take you low. I know what it is. It's an aeroplane.
You're wrong, Granny Norbag. You get two more clues, and then I keep them forever.
Oh, listeners, if you know the answer, shout it at your radio. My hearing aid detectors are switched to full reception, and there's a good chance I'll hear the answer. Oh, I hope he comes back with a better clue than that. Anyway, I've had another request from Nazreen. Nazreen and all the children, parents, carers, teachers and teaching assistants of Coleridge Primary School in Rotherham. They all want to request a song for their head teacher because they say that Mr. Tankard is one of the loveliest people in the whole world. And I know it's true as well. Now, Mr. Tankard was having a go at this song on Twitter the other week. He sang it nearly as well as Liam Gallagher. But I'm going to let Liam sing this one. So, Mr. Tankard, this is a song just for you. It's called Wonderwall by Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my you not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Time for a section in the show that I'm really looking forward to. It's my number of the week.
Number of the week.
Now, Bales, can you tell me what the number of the week is?
the number of the week. This week is 16.
Oh, it's a long time since I was 16. But tennis player Coco Gauff, actress Millie Bobby Brown, and animal expert Robert Clarence Irwin all turned 16 in 2020.
16 is an even number. It is divisible by 1, 2, 4, 8, and 16. It is also a square number.
Did you know that most bank cards are made up of 16 numbers too?
News just in. A 16-sided shape is called a hexadecagon.
The Incredibles, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and Shrek 2 are movies that were all released 16 years ago. Oh gosh, that makes me feel old.
But you are old, Granny Norbite.
Oh, don't be cheeky, you.
Sorry.
Now to celebrate the number 16, here's the lovely Ellie Goulding with her song, 16.
Do you remember when we moved out? My mom said I love you, but it's a small house. So we changed up and saved up, gave up our town. We were dangerous, containers, what's missing now? Time. Suddenly we got no time. We're so busy doing life that I miss your eyes on mine. If you just focus on me like we were 16 and blood in our lives, can I wear your t-shirt and sleep on you while I dream of all the good times? We were 16. Years gone and we held on with the best intent. Just two kids who kicked it on MSN. Oh, time. Suddenly we got no time. We're so busy doing life that I miss your eyes on mine. If you just focus on me, sometimes these things don't work out. Sometimes there'll be no one else. They said we never even make it this far. Here we are, we're still counting stars. Like we were 16, we were 16.
Oh, it's that rotten Dr. Tuneless again.
So, Granny Norbert, I am back with my second clue.
My team are on to you, Dr. Tuneless. The children and their parents are all thinking about answers. I know they're going to send me one soon.
I do not think so. This band are now hoovering my office. It's a tragedy how much rubbish is in that.
Boo! You really are a rotter, Dr. Tuneless.
So, here is my second clue. Some say their songs are classic pop cheese. These covered Kylie and the Bee Gees.
Oh, I don't think it's the Rolling Stones, is it? No. Oh, come on, listeners, you've got to know who this is. You've got to help me out and rescue this band.
Until next time.
Oh, he's a real rotter. Keep shouting your answers at the radio. Come on, kids, and grown-ups too. I think it's time for another song. Oh, it's that sound again, and it means that we've got another song request. This time it's from Phoebe, who's a year one at Romarsh Sandhill School. Phoebe wants to request this song for all her friends and teachers and all the staff at Romarsh Sandhill. This is a song by George Ezra and it's called Shotgun.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere, architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along, and we don't look back. In the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone, 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 someone.
Now, boys and girls, we're going live to the Mermaid Library for a catch-up with Captain Oddsocks the Pirate and Mabel the Mermaid. Here's their weekly show, Good Morning Shipmates!
Hello, it's Mabel the Mermaid here.
And I be Captain Oddsocks.
This week, we've been asked to investigate Robin Hood.
Many people believe that Robin Hood lived hundreds of years ago in Sherwood Forest.
He stole lots of money and gold from the Sheriff of Nottingham.
He sounds just like me, an outlaw who loves stealing things, har.
But he stole from the rich to give it to the poor. Not like you, you just steal everything and then bury it on a desert island.
Then I forget where I buried it and I have to keep digging till I find it.
Now, I've got a Robin Hood game that the children can play at home. You can use toys or small items in the house, but always ask a grown-up before you borrow anything.
Oh, can we play now?
Yes, I'm going to put 5 items on the table. A shell, a blue sock, a 10-pence coin, a teddy bear, and a red pencil. Can you remember all of those, Captain?
I can.
Now, close your eyes and I'm going to take one away. While saying the words, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, come and take something away.
Can I open my eyes now?
You can. Now, what has Robin Hood taken? We have a shell, a blue sock, a 10-pence coin, and a red pencil.
I don't know. Was it a treasure map?
No, it wasn't. Children, have you guessed? Yes, that's right. It was the teddy bear.
Remember, at home you can make this game easier or harder by having more or less objects.
Until next week then, stay safe and we're looking forward to seeing you next time.
Oh, it's that sound again. We've got another song request, Engelbert. This time it's for two children who live in Canada, in a place called Edmonton. They're called Ivor and Maeve. And this request is from your Granny Martha and Grandad Larry, who live in Enniscorthy in Ireland. And they want to request a song from your favourite movie, Frozen. And this one is just for you. It's called Let It Go.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no rope, no rules for me. Bothered me anyway.
I love travelling around the earth. There are so many exciting countries and places to visit. But unfortunately, due to this lockdown, it's not really possible to travel anywhere at the moment. So for this next section, I contacted my good friend Huntressa, who I met when I competed against her in the Intergalactic Games on the Moon. Huntressa is an alien. She's a leopard lady, and she comes from the planet Leopardian. And she's currently taking a holiday in our solar system. Let's find out where she's been this week in Huntressa's Space Adventures.
This week, I travel millions of miles to take a holiday on the sun. Unfortunately, I had to stop long before I got anywhere near it. You see, the sun is just way too hot to take a holiday there. My space detectors indicate that the temperature is over 5,000 degrees Celsius. I did find out that the sun's rays take just 8 minutes to reach your Earth. That is super fast, even faster than Granny Norbeck in an egg and spoon race. The Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans all believed that the sun was in fact a god. However, we now know that the sun is a star at the center of the solar system. While it might not be an ideal destination to visit for a holiday, the sun provides lots of sunny days that are perfect for holidays on planet Earth. You humans just have to make sure you don't look directly at the sun and wear lots of sunscreen to protect yourself from the sun's powerful rays. Join me next week when I'll be taking my spaceship to the planet Mercury.
Thank you so much, Huntressa. I know I've learned a lot about the sun today, and I always wear my Factor 50 sunscreen and sun hat. Here's a song called Sun by the Two Door Cinema Club. I'm sure cinemas have got more than two doors. I'm going to think about that.
Yet growing through and through.
Oh, it's me disco bag phone again. It's that rotter Dr. Chulness with his final clue.
Do you give up, Granny Norbag? Or do you want a clue?
Yes, I do. I think everybody at home has almost got this.
Three girls, two boys, five, six, seven, eight. There's no A, B or C, but you will find a H.
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's recap the clues again. You haven't got these in your bungalow. They can take you up high, they can take you down low. Some say their songs are classic pop cheese. They've covered Kylie and the Bee Gees. Three girls and two boys count 5, 6, 7, 8. There's no A, B or C, but you will find a H. Oh, I don't know. It's a bit tricky, this. Shout it to me, everybody. Shout the answer to your radio now, please.
You give up.
I don't know.
They are mine forever.
Hang on. My team haven't let me down. They're shouting at me from all over the world. I can hear them now. The answer is... steps.
Ah, you win again. Why do you always thwart my evil plan? I'll get you next time, Granny Norbag. Well, I'd better go and release Steps back into the world. It's the most evil thing I will get to do today.
Okay, dear. Give my love to your mother.
I will. She says thank you for the birthday present, by the way.
Oh, she's welcome. Toodlepip, he's not all that bad, really. So now they're free. Here's a hit from Steps that you can all have a dance to.
It's time to begin. I'm counting in.
had such fun this week on the Granny Norbag Show. I've really enjoyed myself and this hour has gone super fast. I bet you've had fun too, haven't you, Engelbert? I hope you've enjoyed yourselves listening at home too. Don't forget you can keep on sending in your song requests, dedications and jokes. And if you want to listen to my music, it's available on all streaming platforms and downloads. They say I'm going to be the next Ariana Grande, you know. Until then, I'm going to leave you with another great song. This one is my way of saying goodbye. It's called Toodle Pip.
I've had some fun on my adventures, made some friends along the way, wishing on my magic dentures. That's the way I like to play. I say toodle pip, toodle pip, toodle pip. You say toodle pip till the next time. I say toodle pip, toodle pip, toodle pip. You say toodle pip, my word for goodbye. Engelbert just keeps on squawking. I think it's time he had his tea. The sun is setting now, I'm yawning because my bed is calling me. I say toodle pip, toodle pip, toodle pip. You say toodle pip, so long cheerio. I say toodle pip, toodle pip, toodle pip. You say toodle pip. It's the end of the show.
The Granny Norbag Show is a joint Granny Norbag and Tuned In Music School production, starring Granny Norbag, Engelbert, William Price, Amy Fitzpatrick, Stephanie Lee, John Ryan and Tony Woodcock.
Well, thank you very much to Granny Norbag and the team. What a fantastic first show on Rockingham Radio. We're so proud to have you on board, Granny. Thank you very much for joining us, and I hope that kids out there have enjoyed the last hour. I certainly have, and I'm 51.
Rockingham Radio. Could you be hosting a show on Rockingham Radio? Rockingham Radio is looking for presenters of all ages and all levels of experience. Rockingham Radio is a community radio station seeking to bring people together at a time of enforced social isolation. Find us on Facebook and help keep your community connected through great music, good conversation and topical features. Visit facebook.com/Rockingham Radio for more information. This is Rockingham Radio.
And this is Sean Bennett on Rockingham Radio on Sunday morning, and your time is 11 o'clock. I hope you're enjoying.